This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I introduced the impact statement in Acts 11:24. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Using Barnabas's life, I believe a good person would include being an encourager. The apostles observed this quality in the way Barnabas engaged with those around him, especially those in need. Owning some property, he sold it and gave the proceeds to the apostles to meet needs. He was altruistic, not looking for recognition or payback. Interestingly, he had the qualities the church was asked to look for in selecting leaders to meet the need in the church, but he was not chosen, Acts 6. This freed him to respond to two needs that emerged. After Saul was converted and on his way to Jerusalem, the whole church, including the leaders, were afraid to welcome him. Barnabas met with him, heard his testimony, and brought him into the fellowship in Jerusalem. Later, apostles requested he investigate a movement going on in Antioch where Gentiles were responding to the gospel. In both cases, he accepted the people for who they are, not who they were in the past. When God assigned Ananias to visit Saul and pray for him after his encounter with Jesus, he demurred at first. When God said, "Go," he obeyed. Barnabas, on the other hand, readily and graciously responded to each of these situations he had as a way of life. That's why he was called a good man. Are you an encourager, altruistic, and accepting of others for who they are, not who they were? These are qualities of a good person.